WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
ASA, DTZ, mobile, standing by.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KATVL.
Thank
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
NHWCB, NHWCB, this is Keith Wayne. NHWYNU, good evening, this is NHWCB. How do we do today? Beginning of the short week there for you today and Thursday, and pretty quick one. How do we do? It wasn't too bad. It was a little busy. Sat on backup, so it wasn't bad for me. My partner kind of got slammed today, but okay. Better him than me. Yeah, that's for certain. Hey, at least you know, a couple of days there. I remember you sat, I think you said you sat backup on Sunday and backup today. Hey, you know, it's better. Better that they get slam dunked than you. Exactly, exactly. So, not too bad. And debating, I'm taking a sick day here Thursday. So we'll see how it goes.
And I hope I can't. Guess I can't blame you there. I mean, hey, if you do that, you got got the rest of the week off. well, see what happens there. You have, definitely have the time to do it. I don't blame you.
No. Well, it's sitting there in the bank, and might as well use it. And certain coworker of mine that I'd just rather not deal with.
I see, yes, in one of those situations. Definitely have done that before. Yep, I don't blame you. It's definitely, I'd say the percentages are climbing there.
Yeah, well, my partner's on vacation here tomorrow and up until next week, so, like, well... We'll see what happens.
I don't blame you there. Well, at least you, you know, hey, at least you can kind of think it over, kind of strategize, and like you say, if you got the time or it's one of those deals where you use it or lose it, I guess that's a consideration as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. How was your guys' day?
We're doing pretty good here. Actually did just a couple of things outside. I cleaned out the garage gutter and a lot of leaves built up there again and debris. I cleaned that out and watered the plants outside. But other than that, Mom and I sat outside, had breakfast this morning, enjoyed that, and been on the radio the last couple of days. I got in on the Double Nickel Net last night and heard a good CISO last night on this repeater, and then talked to Art on 5-8 Simplex, KDACW. Had a good CISO with him, and he said that I think he met you at breakfast there recently.
Okay, all right. I'm not the
the name doesn't sound familiar. I've been meaning to try to get to the weekly breakfast, but I haven't been able to get to it yet. So, when I do, I'll have to look him up and introduce myself.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoyed the QSO there with him today. It was about a mile away. He lives about a mile away from here. He told me he's been a part of licensed since the early 60s. He was part of Hazel Park, and I think since working with UC on that, I enjoyed the QSO there with him. It was pretty cool.
Hey, good stuff. Glad you're able to get on the radio for a little bit and talk and have a good cue. So, good stuff. Haven't had much opportunity to get on the radio, but been working on some ARPSD stuff and then we've got. We're going to be working on the bedroom Friday. So trying to get everything moved and cleaned up and positioned for when the flooring comes up and the new flooring goes down.
NAWCB. Well, that's probably gives us more of an incentive there for that day. That's going to be quite a project there, and like I say, a lot of prep work ahead of time and logistical types of things for you. So you're going to be busy. Of course, I know you're working on probably things for the group and that. So yeah, you're definitely going to be busy.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get it done in a day. So we'll see how it goes, but at least that's the goal, is to get the subflooring down and then the flooring down. So, okay, lightning.
Yes, that would be good for you guys. Like I say, that's quite a project, quite an undertaking to do there. So I sure hope things go well. Like I say, at least you've got some help and probably somebody that knows what they're doing and there. And of course, you've done it before and been through it, so I'm sure you kind of have an idea with what you did with the living room.
Yeah, it's just doing the work and getting it done. Once the subflooring is laid, it won't be too bad because we'll bust out the regular flooring and get that all laid out, and that'll move pretty quick.
Yes, and of course it'll help you because it's pretty your roof's there square and there's not anything I don't think that. Would inhibit you or a lot of curves or things like that. So hopefully that, like I say, it'll once the sump flooring will be the that'll be the hard thing. Once that's taken care of, should be able to move along a little quicker there.
Yeah, we should be able to. So and then. Get everything back and put together. I think we're looking at painting the room here sometime soon as well. So it'll be good. It'll be nice to have the bedroom done finally. The last room in the house outside of the washer and dryer, the washroom, that hasn't been done. So looking forward to that and getting that done. So.
Exactly, yeah. First, you can get that other room, you can do that any time or at your leisure there. But that's great. You know, the kids' room, I'm sure, has been done, living room, and kitchen, and that, the dining area. And, yeah, you guys need a nice space to relax, a nice retreat, and good looking flooring in there, and yeah, it'll be, you know, it'll be comfortable and it'll work out well. By the way, you said your thermostat arrived. How's that situation going?
It's not here yet. It's supposed to have been here yesterday, either yesterday or today, and it hasn't shown up. At least to my knowledge, it hasn't shown up yet. So hopefully that'll be here soon and get that taken care of. We got a different brand this time. Went away from the Echo BU to a Nest, and I've heard a lot of good things about the Nest thermostat. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll be in the mail, or hopefully it came today.
Yes, exactly. Especially, you know, we've had a couple of good days there with the weather a little bit cooler, but I think it's supposed to get a little warmer, probably more humid with, I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. We might have a chance of potentially some severe weather. I think it's on the low end of it, but yeah, you'll definitely want to get that in, and that way you can hopefully get your air conditioning working again.
Yeah, for sure, because it's pretty bad. The days that it was hot, it was 84 at night in the house, and trying to sleep in an 84-degree house is not an easy thing.
No, not waffle. Oh, my, that's rough, and you know, it's warm up here, and them real hot days, probably if we can recover back down to about 77, 78, that's not too bad. They say it's not humid, and that helps. It goes a long way, but wow, that's rough. 84. It's hard to sleep, hard to get get comfortable where you can go to sleep.
Yeah, it was not an easy task. So the kids had a hard time. But we ended up finding something at Aldi's. They have it's a fan, but you put ice packs in it, and it blows cold air. So we get a couple of those, one for the boys' room and one for the girls' room. And that seems to help out when they remember to actually put the ice packs in the freezer.
Yeah, we got one of those for the bedroom there. We put it, water, cold water and ice in it. I mean, it helps a little bit, especially putting it in front of the register there. So when the air conditioner's on, it kind of helps push it out a little bit more, and that helps cool our room down some, especially starting to get into evening. But yeah, that's hopefully for you. I'm just glad it didn't go out in the wintertime. That'd be a bad scenario there.
Yeah, for sure on that one. Yeah, hopefully get it taken care of, and it'll work. And we're supposed to have an air conditioning guy come out, and he's supposed to look at the air conditioner and kind of give us an idea of what needs to be done or what was wrong with it. But because the thermostat's off and they overbooked, they couldn't come out. So hopefully next week or sometime by the end of this week we'll be able to get them out there. So.
NWTV. Yes, I agree there. Definitely want to. Especially if you've got central air, and you might as well use it, and like I say, hopefully can figure it out. Even if middle of the year here, at least you can get it squared away there, and that'll help you out. It'll go a long way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm hoping that it's just one of those things where. Once we get the thermostat going, it'll work, and then It just needs more freon or whatever that stuff is, just like a refill or top off or something like that.
I hope so. I truly do. Definitely. We'll just pray accordingly in that way that I get situated there. And we were also thinking about Stella. How did Monday go with her her dental appointment?
Went well. Ended up putting a cap on her tooth. She had a chip on her tooth that was on the side, and so they couldn't fill it. And ended up putting a silver cap on it, so she's got three silver caps in her mouth and a little sore, but they gave her laughing gas. And that child, when that child is normal, she talks, but when she's gassed up, she talks even more.
Oh, my. That's great. I'll tell ya, that's too much. Thankfully, I guess that wears off. But I'm glad at least they got the problem corrected there for her. Hopefully that'll heal up and the soreness will go away. But man, sorry she had to go through that.
It at least catch it before it breaks and or goes into the adult tooth, because I guess anything like that has the potential of going into the adult tooth, and I'd rather just take care of it and not have any issues later on down in life.
Yes, exactly. There. Well, at least you got Mike taken care of, and you got Stella taken care of. So at least you can rest easy. At least for now, until the next time, I'm sure.
Okay, Whitey. Yeah. At least until Zach's got it going. He's got a cavity. He's got to have pills, but. Not too concerned about it right now, but keeping an eye on it. Broken teeth are no fun.
No, they're not. No fun there. Definitely don't want to have problems later on with them. Makes it difficult, painful, infected, and all the other things. Others stay away from those types of dental problems. Start dealing with eyes, ears, nose, throat, those types of things. Better, I guess it's better to catch it.
Yep, that is a true statement there. So, in having insurance helps out. We had to pay a little bit for this time. It's like $50 or whatever, but that's not bad. It's not as bad as what it could have been.
Yeah, that's, again, family like yours, a lot of kids, and that, it adds up. Without insurance, it becomes, almost astronomical in this day and age. It's good. I'm glad you got, you got good health insurance, or you got something in place there, whether it's the dental or vision or, health care or whatever. At least you got something. And glad for you in that way. NAWCB.
Yes, indeed. So, well, Dan, I am home. Hop out and enjoy the family and figure out what's for supper. But appreciate you coming along for the ride and a good conversation on the way north. Hopefully you guys are able to get out and enjoy this evening. Beautiful weather, 81 degrees, so not too bad. But you guys have a good night. And we'll talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I think the plan is to barbecue tonight. I think it's brats tonight, so looking forward to that. But, yes, enjoyed the conversation tonight. Definitely thanks for the ride along north, and glad to catch up with things at your house. Hopefully some things fall into place there for you, and especially with the bedroom remodel, I hope things work out there for you. But anyway, if you need anything, let us know, and enjoy the family, and enjoy your day or days off. But anyway, tell everyone hello. 73, ADHD to the family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB is clear. On your front.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. And 73, so 88 to your Mom. K-8-Y-N-U, clear.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.